Oh, also been laboring all weekend long, but a labor of love. The Classique, the canoe race going on up in Quebec there. And joining us for an update right now, Steve Southard. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Another beautiful day in Quebec.
Is it? All right. I was going to ask you that. You guys have been blessed with some great weather all weekend, then, I would imagine.
We have. There was just a little bit of rain last night, but it stopped before it got serious. And then there's a chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon, but it's a beautiful morning.
Yep, that's kind of what we're looking at here, too. Well, it's been a great weekend of racing, and you've got some results for us. What do we finish up two full days of racing now, right?
Yeah, we've put in not only two full days, but the majority of the distance and time. Today's these first 2 days averaged about 5 hours apiece for the leaders, and today will be more of a 2 hour race.
All right. Well, so, what have we seen so far?
There's going to be any if there's any change at all. It's like it's a sprint to the finish.
Okay.
So far, and going into yesterday, the top three teams were extremely close. And the top three teams stayed together through most of yesterday. And then after the last portage, the local team, the pre-race favorites, the guys who finished second at the marathon, put some time on Ryan Halstead and Nick Walton. Mm-hmm. So the first-place team at the moment is Matthew Pellerin and Guillaume Blaise, the team from Quebec that finished second at the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Second here are Ryan Halstead and Nick Walton, and they're only about a minute 23 seconds behind.
Okay.
But a minute 23 seconds is a lot of time in a race like this.
I was going to say, when it's just kind of a sprint style at the end there, yeah.
Yeah. And Mike Davis from Homer, Michigan, who paddles with his wife, Rebecca Davis, at the marathon. He is in fourth place with Samuel Frigon, another Quebec paddler who has paddled at the marathon.
Yes.
And the next Michigan paddler doesn't show up now until 19th place, and that's Wesley Willoughby and Wesley Dean from Grayling, Bruce Barton, and Rebecca Davis. Rebecca Davis is Mike's wife, but also Bruce's daughter. So Bruce Barton and Rebecca Davis in 22nd. Connor Landick and Drew Campo are in 26. Daniel Medina and Eric Dittenberg are in 33rd place. I'm going to come back to them in a moment.
Okay.
Gwen Hills and Nate Winkler are in 37th place. And I know I missed because they have a mislabeled as far as being from Quebec. In 27th place, Simon Pierre Lacombe and Ted Smutek, who's from Luzerne, Michigan.
Sure, yeah.
So Michigan paddlers are well represented.
Right.
And if folks go to the Marathon Facebook page and take a look at a photo that Marathon co-chairman Justin Griffith took yesterday, one of the big exciting things that happens with this race, you know, at the marathon, it's the running start and the portages and so on. Well, here yesterday, in downtown Shawinigan, in the boulevard that runs right along the river, the teams get out and portage, run down the boulevard through the crowd, you know, through a 10-foot lane created. And it's very exciting. Fans are close to the paddlers. And Nick Walton, after he finished second yesterday with Ryan Halstead, stuck around. And when Eric Dittenberg and Daniel Medina ran their portage,
mm-hmm.
Nick Walton ran right along with them, shouting encouragement.
Oh, man, cool.
So that photo is on the Facebook page, and Justin happened to catch Nick when he was just barking at Dan. Dan appreciated very much, okay? But it's a very good photo, and what a fine example of sportsmanship.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know what? That's all what it's all about. The Canoe Marathon here, you see a lot of that. A lot of sportsmanship. It really is endearing to see that.
Well, and that's one of the things that's changed over the years, you know, since we've begun a relationship with the Classique and hosting more paddlers from Quebec coming down to the marathon and marathon paddlers coming to the Quebec. There's a spirit of cooperation and camaraderie that, frankly, 25, 30 years ago didn't exist in canoe racing. It was more of a home turf, you know.
Sure.
We're not going to let you guys win here sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it's kind of changed over the years, and now, of course, they're still very competitive, all right?
Of
course.
There's
a respect and support.
Indeed.
That, you know, that makes it one of the coolest things about this sport, because you don't see that in every sport.
You're right. Well, if they want to keep up updated, I'm sure you're going to have another update later on this afternoon with Tim Herrick, and then maybe a final with me tomorrow morning. But if they need more information along the way, again, the website you alluded to earlier is the best way to go?
Well, the El Sable Marathon page on Facebook and the Classique page on Facebook, and we share some posts from the Classique page. So probably the easiest way to find everything is to go to the Marathon Facebook page, and that will also get you to the Classique page if you want to go there.
Very good. Well, Steve, enjoy this final day of racing, and I appreciate all the work you put into our reports, and I know Tim Herrick will be ready for one this afternoon, and I think we'll do a wrap-up tomorrow morning with you. I'm looking forward to that also.
I am as well. Thank
all right.
you very much.
Thank you. Steve Southard reporting in from Quebec and the Classique. The canoe marathon going on up there and in the Great White North, so to speak.